It's a miracle.
And Ivy, and you're listening to Black, Broke and Brilliant.
Coming up on today's episode, we'll be discussing UK news because, surprise, surprise, the UK is still trash. So let's get into it.
So before we get into it, how are you doing, Sammy?
I am very well. You know, just celebrated the big 2-4, 24 karat magic. Second lockdown birthday. Under my belt, bit mad, but we move.
We move, honestly. And to be fair, like, last year was a madness. We had like a Zoom birthday for you. And this year was different, you know? And I'm here for it. We got to see you. Socially yeah. distanced, of course, but we got to see you and it was a moment. We got to celebrate in person. So yeah, could have been worse.
For real. It was actually so nice. Like, family, few friends, the food was banging. I was back on like making my cocktails. So, you know, I was happy. It was great. It was lovely.
It was so good. It was so good. And I just feel like I'm in the best mood because next week, beer gardens, bars, restaurants are opening. Like, freedom is so near.
What? I won't be able to believe it until like I'm actually doing it. Like, what is freedom? What is going out? What is going to restaurants? And again, it's still small because, you know, actual like sitting indoor dining is not for another month, but this, I'll take it. I will take it.
Like, beggars can't be choosers at this point. I'm here for it. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if the day before they were like, listen, yeah, we're going into another national lockdown. But until then, I'm going to celebrate.
This is why, like, those May dates, that June 21st, I can't really trust that. But considering, you know, 12th of April, that's next week. Yeah. I'm a bit more hopeful for that. And, you know, it's still outdoor because we've seen that this government just like to switch up and change their mind and make false promises. So that June 21st, that one can stay a dream. But next week, wow, the fact I can even say next week, like, it's in reach and distance.
It is. Also, please tell me why it's snowing in April.
Listen, when I checked the weather last week, right, so Tuesday, Wednesday was, let me not even call it heat wave. It was 22 degrees. It was hot. People were outside. People were like, woo, spring. That same week, it went from 22 to like 7 to then 12. And then I saw snow for this week. And I'm like, how is every single season possible within the space of a week?
Literally, though, I'm like, only in the UK. That would literally only happen here. How can we have 22 degrees and then 0 degrees in the same week? How is there snow falling from the sky while it was sunny last week? Make it make sense.
It's literally not adding up. Like, before I went out this morning, I had a look at the weather and it said 3 degrees. 3 degrees? And considering it was, what, 22 on Tuesday, I was like, oh, do you know what? It might be warm on my birthday, on Sunday. No. I saw the sun. I was like, this sun is deceiving because I know if I step outside, that breeze is going to make it feel like 2-degree weather. Can't trust this country.
You can't. It's just bad vibes. Complete bad vibes. Speaking of bad vibes, do you know what? Back to this episode, because it's been a while since we vented about the UK government, and it's time because these last couple of weeks have been a shambles. And we have to start with that race report. So for anyone who's not aware of what was happening, basically the Commission on Race and Ethnic Disparities carried out a report which basically came to the conclusion that the UK is not deliberately rigged against ethnic minorities. So in other words, they've come to the conclusion that institutional racism doesn't exist in the UK. In what world? Is there like another UK that I'm unaware of? Because this one right here is racist.
Wow. Lol. Banter. What? This? Nah. UK must stand for something else. It must stand for Unicorn Kingdom, where everything is fairies and roses and rainbows and fluffy, because it's not adding up. This is not the same UK.
Nah. I'm sorry, was it not last year that a BBC news reporter said the N-word live on air and then didn't want to apologise? Have we forgotten that Meghan Markle literally dipped? She left the UK. She left the UK to go to America. That is how bad UK racism was. She went to the land of the KKK. Have we forgotten the thousands of Ofcom complaints because diversity's performance on Britain's Got Talent was too black? Have we forgotten? Like, are we... Huh?
Is this the same UK where, you know, the Queen's grandson, the monarch's grandson, even dipped out and left because the racism was just too much?
Is this the same UK where black women are 5 times more likely to die in childbirth because of unconscious bias, neglect, and, oh yeah, racism?
Is this the same UK where there are disproportionate, you know, amounts of stop and searches against black people? Is this not the same UK where the incarceration rates, again, for black people are disproportionate compared to white? Is this not the same UK where black and other ethnic minorities are dying of COVID at disproportional rates in comparison to white counterparts? Is this not the same UK? Is it not?
Honestly, someone answer me that, because I am confused. I am genuinely confused. And they justified it by saying that, you know, children from ethnic minorities are doing as well as white pupils these days, and the pay gap between ethnic minorities and white people has shrunk, and also that there's more diversity in professions such as law and medicine. But does that mean that the UK still can't be racist? Okay, things have maybe gotten 5% better. Still racist.
Even within that, I have things to unpack, because children from ethnic minority communities did as well or better in compulsory education. What do you mean by as well? Because is this the same, like, if you're going to say that, let's also speak about the disproportionate rates of, like, school suspensions and expulsions for black students in comparison to their white pupils. Let's talk about how even within schools children are treated differently based on their race. Was it not just last week where a school is literally, like, the students are on strike because they say that what the uniform rule is racist against black pupils? Is this not the same, literally last week? The same school students that you want to say, yeah, they're doing better or just as well. There's no racism within the school. Yet here we have students literally on strike due to racism.
Yeah, literally they're being told that they're being discriminated against for their own, for their appearance, for their hair, for their religion. And the UK can issue this report saying, yeah, no, racism, what racism? That could never be us. Like, it's ridiculous. And the fact that they've said that the pay gap between ethnic minorities and white people has decreased to only 2.3%. I'm like, but that's still, like, it might have decreased. The gap might not be as big as it was, but it's still there. There is still a gap, and that's the issue.
Wow. It's the fact that they're looking at, you know, the really, really small improvements. And you know what? If you say that, like, you know what, 100 people died last year, but only this year 99 people died, you can still call that an improvement, but it's still not a good look, is it? You can call it an improvement, but overall, it's not good, is it? Exactly. So this whole 2.3%, okay, but what are we doing about everything else? How are we going to try and, you know, close this gap and actually help these people? But you want to look at, give yourself a pat on the back for the 2.3%.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, you know what, diversity and inclusion has increased in certain areas like law and medicine. Okay, what about the other areas where it hasn't increased? What about journalism where it's predominantly white? What about all these other areas?
Not even, like, journalism isn't just predominantly white. It's like predominantly private school educated, predominantly male. And again, it's increase in professions such as law is medicine. By how much? By, oh, there's now one extra black nurse in that one hospital. There is one extra, I don't know, junior barrister. Like, when you're going to use words like increase, come with the stats. Come with the stats. Show me the stats within proportion before you want to come and say increased. Because that will have people moving mad and being like, see, there isn't a problem. But by how much?
Do you know what it is? It's the same diversity of thought energy. It's the exact same energy. And the mad thing is, if they asked any person of colour in the UK, if they stopped anyone on the street, if they had a focus group, if they did some market research, if they just asked actual people of colour, we would tell you that the UK is racist. So I don't know who they were talking to. I don't know what they did. I don't know how they came to this conclusion, but I'm confused.
The same diversity within medicine is this the same place where, you know, as you stated, Black women are 5 times more likely to die during childbirth. Is this the same diversity within medicine? Because I just want to know. I just want to know. Is this the same diversity in medicine where some practitioners don't even know how to look for symptoms on darker skin? Because they say, oh, you know, if you have symptoms of this, include like a red rash. Tell me how a red rash is going to appear on dark skin. Yeah. But some of these lot don't even know. Is this where we're seeing the diverse? I would just like to know. I would love to know.
Do you know what actually sent me? The commission's report concluded that the UK is not yet a post-racial country. Its success in removing race-based disparity should be regarded as a model for other white majority countries. They said the UK should be an example. Have we forgotten the history of this country? Do we need a history lesson? Have we forgotten where the British Empire started? That colonialism, that white man's burden, going to other countries, stealing their resources, stealing gold, killing people. Have we forgotten? Like, are we not aware of what's going on here?
It's the sheer and utter caucasity for me. So if we're not quite in a post-racial era, everything is still racialized then. We are very much still living in a racialized era. Therefore, what did your conclusion say? But the fact that they even went that step should be regarded as a model for who? The UK, a model for who? How dare you? If anything, the UK is a model for racism.
Yeah.
The UK walks so America could run. In fact, the UK itself is even doing the running, because look at this report.
They've said this is the goal. They've said this is what you should aim for. Why are they putting this? Why are they forcing this onto the rest of the world? Like, nah, it's just, is it actually crack that they are smoking?
It must be. It must be, because in what world is the UK a model for anything, for any other countries? Like, tell me, like, our education system is nowhere near as good as it is in like Norway or Scandinavian countries, or even like African countries. Fam, the happiness was, isn't it like Finland that's literally like rated the happiest country in the world? Show me where the UK would rate on that. Show me where the UK would rate on that. The disproportion and the disparity between the top and the bottom is so huge. We still live in such a classist system.
Yeah.
A model for what? Healthcare? I think not.
Yeah.
Education? I think not. Security and safety, protection? I think not. So yeah. What are you a model for?
And it's like, have we forgotten the events of last summer? Have we forgotten all the Black Lives Matter protests that were happening because of the oppression, the discrimination, the prejudice that Black people are facing in this country? Have we forgotten what actually went on? Have we forgotten how the police even treated the Black protesters? Have we actually just, what is going on? Is there actually short-term memory loss? Because this was not 10, 15 years ago. This was last summer.
Yeah, the only thing this country is a model for is just amnesia. Short-term, long-term amnesia. And it was the fact that they said that this report was conducted as a response to the Black Lives Matter protest. So you saw that, and you saw when we were talking about, you know, the microaggressions, the racism and the institutionalized and systemic racism, and you said, you know what, let's conduct a report. And your report found nothing, found none of the above. It literally does not make sense. So what were we protesting for? Was it all made up? Are we not living... We must not be living in the same reality.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Who did they talk to? Like, I genuinely want to know who they spoke to.
Like, the same time they were conducting this census, that's when they should have been gathering evidence for this report. Because if you were doing it properly, like they were doing this census, that I would like to analyse. Because, again, I don't know who they were asking. What evidence? Who?
Yeah.
From who? Who were you asking? Because, you know, it was a bit like... during the whole, like, I say the whole Meghan Markle fiasco, it's lasted years. But when it came up about, like, oh, she's a bully, on TV, who did they get to come and interview and decide whether or not she was a bully? Was it not four white men? So again, I want to know who was asked and questioned when it came to this, because it's not adding up. It's literally not making any sense.
I actually need names. I need receipts. I need to see the footage. I genuinely am concerned how they have come to this conclusion. The only thing this country is actually known for is just ignoring. It's just literally ignoring the racism that's in their face. I don't understand. Like, imagine having hundreds of thousands of people saying this country is racist, doing a report and going, no, you're wrong. You're incorrect. I don't know where you got that information from, but you are wrong.
Again, it's the UK doing what the UK does best. Like, how dare you accuse us of racism? The accusation is worse than the actual racism. Because the accusation, that's like, how dare you? Our report finds none of the above. Therefore, you better stop accusing us. And what's mad is, after the report was published, the government even admitted that a considerable number of people who gave evidence, particularly like those who were ethnic minorities, had told them, in fact, that like, had told the commission that structural racism was a real problem. So you have ethnic minorities, a considerable number, telling you that structural racism is a real problem, yet your report didn't find any of the above.
No, that one there, that is a bit sus. So basically, they've conducted this research. Ethnic minorities have said, listen, structural racism is an issue. And they've still come to the conclusion that the UK is not deliberately rigged against ethnic minorities. Calm. Well, what more is there to say?
But your evidence and your conclusion is not adding up. If this was secondary school, you would fail. Your experiment has failed. It's failed.
The math is not mathing. The finances are not financing. I am confused.
It's really not adding up whatsoever. And it's just like, okay, so who exactly did you interview or pose these questions to? But then if they want to come and say that this report that was conducted and commissioned proves, in whatever way that they've conducted this report, proves that, you know, there is no racism. Racism does not exist. So on the daily microaggressions, are we just making it up? The microaggressions that ethnic minorities go through every single day, the unconscious bias, are we just making that up? So when someone wants to, you know, come and report that they're being discriminated against in the workplace, or that they've experienced racism in the workplace, who did they turn to now? Because the report says, you know, it doesn't exist.
Sammy, maybe it's us. Maybe we have a chip on our shoulder. Maybe it's the kind of like casual racism that your family members will come out with, but it's not the institutional racism. So maybe we're just reading too much into it. Maybe we're just being oversensitive, you know. Maybe it's us.
The mad thing was, right, a spokesperson for the report said that there was evidence that outright racism did exist in the UK. So the only conclusion I can come to is, yeah, outright racism, they're like, yeah, you know, that's racist, you know, someone calling you the n-word, and yeah, that's racism. Everything else, nah, it's just casual, that's, you know, that's just, you know, your uncle, nah, I didn't really mean it like that. That literally proves to me that how they are differentiating from, like, one is casual, one is outright, and the outright one they will admit exists, yet somehow that was not in the conclusion. So you admit that the outright racism exists, but overall the UK is not racist.
They've literally said 2 + 2 = 7, and the math just ain't mathing. It ain't mathing. And it's the fact that, like, there are certain kinds of racism that they don't see as an issue.
That one.
I'm like, it's all a problem. It's all under the umbrella of racism. I don't care which kind it is. It's still racism. It's still an issue. It still needs to be discussed and eradicated. Part.
The differentiation between, oh, that one's outright, this one's cat. It's the operative word is racism. That is the operative word. That should be the only thing we are focusing on. Yeah, you don't want to make as if, you know, it doesn't exist. It's only a small minority, you know, it's an anomaly. But what this report literally says is, like, all those microaggressions, everything you experience, being Black, being Asian, being from minorities, it doesn't really exist. Like, it's not as bad as you guys are really saying, because we've done this report. And our report says, you know, that there is no issue. Even Doreen Lawrence, she said that, like, this report coming out has literally put us back 20 years from whatever progress. Wow. I don't even know where the progress was, but she said it's literally put us back. And was this not less than 30 years ago when Stephen Lawrence died due to racism, because that was a racially fueled attack by six white men. And the McPherson report found that the Met police was institutionally racist. Institutionally. Yet you man are saying, nah, it's not.
It's ridiculous. It's it is like the UK has amnesia. And the sad thing is, there are going to be people who are reading about this report and who are now going to believe that we don't have a race problem in the UK, and they're going to believe that our work is done and that actually we should be an example for the rest of the world. Like, it's actually really damaging to put that information out there, because some people will buy it.
Yeah, and it's just going to show, say, to like those who are outright racist, casual racist, any kind of racist, like, okay, this is the green card for us. They say it isn't a problem. Let me keep racism in. Let me keep doing what I'm doing, because it's not a problem. Yeah. In fact, they're encouraging it. What they are doing now is encouraging it, to say that the level of racism we currently have isn't an issue. It's not a problem. It's just encouraging it.
Yeah. That's the UK for you. It's a shambles.
I actually hate it here. I hate it here. But also, are we even surprised? Like, again, trusting the UK government to conduct an investigation into racism of the UK government and the UK. Again, that doesn't make it. That's like telling me to mark my own homework. What? What?
Like, this is just so on brand for the UK. Like, there really needed to be like a different group of people, or a different source, or a different, I don't even know, but how can it be the UK government investigating the UK government? I'm like, are we not seeing the issue with that?
Yeah. It's like, but anyway, just another point. I have so many thoughts running through my head right now. What was I even going to say now? Ah, right. This is what I was going to say. Let me land. Like, institutional racism works in a way where it's so discreet, you can't even find it. It's so embedded and systemic into all parts of society, every single layer, not one thing can just root it out. So, of course they didn't find any racism in the UK. Of course they didn't, because that in itself is the systemic racism working.
Yeah.
That's the institutionalized racism, like, doing its job.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like, it's the UK racism is so pervasive and insidious that you do have to look for it. But if you look, you will find it. So I genuinely don't know where they are looking.
You don't even have to look too hard. That's the thing. It's there on the surface, but it's so, like, deep and embedded as well. Yeah. That these lot are just doing their little scatter. You know, it's like when you tell your younger brother to go clean and they just pack a few things, pack it away. These lot were not looking too tough, because it's all there. All there, but these lot said, you know what, couldn't find it. That is what the UK is a model for. How to so deeply ingrain racism into a country for decades and millennia. Like, that's all the UK has been doing for hundreds of years. It's why it's been so successful at it. What do you think the empire is? What do you think the monarchy is?
Yeah.
What do you think the Commonwealth is, if not racism?
Yeah. I mean, it's consistent, if anything. I'll give it that. But post-racial, not racist? Bit of a sticky one.
Wow. Again, like, even hearing about this, I was like, yeah, as if the UK are going to find themselves guilty of racism. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Pull the other one.
In it. I just, we knew that was not even a possibility.
Wow. It's just the fact that this is just going to give, you know, people excuses now to keep acting wayward. Ah, no, can't be racist, because that report last week says otherwise. They'll be going on TV chatting all kinds of crud freely now.
Yeah.
I mean, they were doing it before, but now they'll say, oh, you know that report? The report is not racist, so technically I can't.
It's like they've literally been given permission to be racist.
They're literally going to be using this as like a get out of jail free card. You know how they say, oh, stop pulling the black card, they'll be pulling this racism report card. Oh, but we're not, but the report says that we're not, so
yeah, literally, but the government says, but the report, but you know, not, we're not really bad.
The fine print of this report, it actually says,
I hate it here. Honestly,
I genuinely hate it here. And if this racism report wasn't bad enough because, you know, this government is just showing their trashy asses. Priti Patel, let's talk about this woman. Oh my goodness, she vexes me so much. Like, if it wasn't enough that, you know, she was fully ready to deport her parents. The expense report for the Home Office was published a few weeks ago, and it was a shambles. I would love to know, like, outside of, you know, working for the government as a civil service, what other kind of job you could work where this is your expenses, yeah? This is your invoice. You're allowed to spend money wayward like this, and it's because it's taxpayers' money. Let me go on. So for some context, Priti Patel is the Home Secretary. So she's in charge of the Home Office, and obviously played a big role in creating the report and, you know, spending the money that is there within the report. So anything to do with, like, the UK, anything that happens on, like, the UK territory, homeland, like, she's in charge of all of that. So looking at this, yeah, seeing the receipts, and it came out that in March 2020, the Home Office paid over £77,000 to an eyebrow threading company called Beautiful Brows. Not only that, they spent a further £30,000 on the 6th of April to Global Beauty Products, who own Beauty Brows. Beautiful Brows. So that in itself is over, what, £107,000 spent on a threading company, Beautiful Brows. Like, there are questions. People had a lot of questions to ask.
It's just like, really? Like, you see that number there and you're like, what can 77 grand really do for your eyebrows? Like, the last time I checked, the UK didn't have money. They couldn't even give nurses an appropriate pay rise because we're so broke, yet they're spending 107K on Beautiful Brows. What?
Who? I want to know, like, her eyebrows aren't even banging. They're not even fleeky like that. They're not even 77K. They're not even 1K fleeky. You want to come and say 107? It's not adding up. It's really not adding up. When getting your eyebrows threaded, what costs, like, no more than £5?
Honestly, like, was the eyebrow gel laced in gold? Because it shouldn't cost you more than a tenner to get your eyebrows done. Like, I'm not kidding, let alone 77K.
But at the same time, I have other questions, because were beauty salons not closed? Are they not still closed due to, you know, the pandemic and the national lockdown? So I would like to know how £107,000 is being spent on beauty products, beauty services, when they're shut.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's not adding up. The mad thing is, the Home Office released a statement saying that the expenses were not Priti Patel's, but it was department-wide, and that the money was spent on PPE.
Who?
What PPE are they buying from Beautiful Brows? Is it PPE or is it money laundering? Let's be honest.
I saw someone said on Twitter that PPE stands for Priti Patel's eyebrows, and these lot think they're slick. They were like, well, we didn't actually spell it out and say that it was personal protection equipment. That was just you guys inferring it. They're probably sat in the Home Office, yeah, with a little code on their whiteboard, PPE equals Priti Patel's eyebrows. Do you know, these silly civilians, they'll never know. What?
Nah, they think they're slick. It's right there in plain sight. It makes sense.
So if it's not all her, right, does this mean everyone who works in the Home Office is just walking around with, like, banging eyebrows? But again, like, beauty services, they're not open. So either she went multiple times and just spent this money, or they came to her house, again, still illegal. Or you're just using it to launder a taxpayer's money.
Literally. Either they're breaking lockdown rules, they're money laundering. I think she just wanted to treat herself, to be quite honest. I think that's all it is.
She said, you know, tough times in this pandemic. Let me just give myself an extra 100K. Beauty brand, personal protective equipment. I mean, to be honest, they never said it, but PPE from where?
They couldn't even spend the money on a company that has an ambiguous name. They went to Beauty Brows.
How do you even spend that much money in a beauty salon? That's what I would like to know.
But what PPE are they providing?
What? Where? Where? Was this not the same UK where doctors and nurses were saying that they haven't even been provided with adequate PPE in March and April, exactly, and they're still waiting to receive them? But you lot were out here ordering, what, masks from a beauty brow place?
It's during national lockdown.
What about that says we sell personal protective equipment that will keep you safe during a pandemic? What about that? Do you go to Sainsbury's to buy a toilet? I think not.
And it gets worse because the other expenses on the report are equally just as sus. So they spent 5k in Primark, also shut, £2,000 on a diet consultant, and £900 at the pub. Again, national lockdown, what pubs were open at this time? Do we need to spend 2k on a diet consultant? Is that necessary considering the state of the country right now?
All this shows is that these lot make rules specifically so they can break them.
Yeah.
Well, they make rules that just doesn't apply to them because Primark open where? How do you even spend 5k in Primark? How? How? How do you spend 5k in Primark?
Like, no. The question is, how do you spend 5k in Primark when it's shut because we're in a lockdown? That's the question.
I would love to know this. So either, you know, you just did your own private trips. Again, at the end of the day, it's all illegal. Like, any which way you look at it, it's all illegal.
Yeah.
Like, Kate popping off to the vigil, not wearing a mask. They said that the vigil was illegal. Tell me why she was there. Tell me why the Duchess is there then, maskless, if it was illegal. So she was at an illegal place. Is it not the guidelines that...
Nah, this is... It's daylight robbery. It's crime in plain sight. It's just a shambles.
I think they even spent like £2,000 at Sports Direct as well.
Oh my God, they're just decorating their new wardrobe. They're just getting ready for summer. Like, it is what it is. Oh my God. Nah, it's money laundering. Like, let's call it a spin.
It has to be like this. This isn't just like, this isn't coming out of like her own pocket, or let me say their own pocket, seeing as they want to say it's not just pretty. But I bet you she's in charge of the Home Office. Like,
It's the fact that it's the taxpayers' money and they're spending 2k on a diet consultant, 900 quid at the pub. Really?
This is what makes it so mad. Like, the same taxpayers that can't go to Primark because it's shut, the same taxpayers that cannot go to the pub as much as we're all yearning for it, the same taxpayers that want to and get their eyebrows done and get their haircuts but can't are the same ones paying for Priti Patel to.
And the eyebrows don't even bang, they are basic.
Please, you should have just bought yourself that £1 eye pencil from Primark and drawn it on. That's what it looks like. What eyebrows do you have for you to be spending 107k? It doesn't make sense. But no. Also, like, if what they're saying is true, that, oh yeah, we use it to get PPE, despite the fact that, you know, I don't know why you'd get that from a beauty service. Why is that coming out of the Home Office expense when it, like, her personal expense when it should be coming out of, you know, general government money?
Exactly.
So explain that one. Is that not just money laundering? Like, come on.
They're not even trying that hard to conceal it. They don't care because they know there's nothing anyone can do about it.
That's the thing. They're not even trying to conceal it. It's literally all so blatant. Why are we not speaking about this more? Taxpayers that literally go out and vote. Why are you letting this happen? Why do people continue to vote these criminals into power? Is that like not your money?
I feel like they should have spent that £107,000, that much it was, 107, whatever it was.
Yeah.
They should have spent that money funding a new government body, or just a new body that can just like monitor what these ministers are doing, because it's illegal.
These lot can spend, what, £800 on like cupcakes, yet refuse to feed starving kids. Refuse! Absolutely refuse. Can spend 107k on eyebrows. Won't feed kids though. Nah. Listen to that to Marcus Rashford. He's got it. Hold tight.
Honestly, only the UK. But we're the example, right?
Yeah, we're the model. But Ivy, we are the model.
Now the rest of the world needs to copy us because we're clearly nailing it. Wow. Kids, sorry, you can't eat today. But Priti Patel, her eyebrows? Nah.
Nah, it's just the fact we should be regarded as the model for other white majority countries. No, even that in itself. Wow.
That what? Sentence should never have left anyone's mouth. Are you kidding?
But they published this. They're circulating it. These guys are like actual criminals. Like genuinely, they are criminals. This is criminal behavior. Like, she should be in prison, please. This is money laundering. I want to see all of the receipts. I want to see whose bank accounts they went into. I know she's got an offshore account. Look at this woman.
100%. Maybe in Aruba. Of course she does. Thing is, yeah, I want to see them in jail. I'm like, this is actually a crime. This is an offense. This is illegal activity.
There is nothing trustworthy about them whatsoever. Not a one.
But they are running our country. Wow. Like, wow. Even the Prime Minister himself, even Bojo, we have to talk about Bojo because he's been in the news the last couple of weeks as well, because apparently he's been having an affair. Like, you can't trust anyone.
Shock horror. Wow.
Like, the leader of this country can't even stay faithful to his own wife, the mother of his children, but we're expected to trust him. Really? Again, the math ain't mathing. So basically, the American businesswoman who he cheated on his wife with is called Jennifer, and she came forward and just spilled all the tea about their love affair, and it's a madness. So she said it lasted for 4 years, wow. From 2012 to 2016, 4 whole years. This wasn't even like a one-night thing or just like a drunken mistake. 4 years. This is a long-term relationship. Is what it is.
That is literally longer than an undergraduate's degree. Like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a commitment. And so it was while he was mayor of London. It was his second term in office. And yeah, it was while he was married to his now ex-wife and the mother of their 4 kids. Like, this is the country that we are in. This is who is leading us. So are we shocked that this is what Pretty is doing? Like, let's be real.
Absolute wayward behavior. Not to mention, like, this, his ex-wife, the mother of his 4 children, was suffering with cancer at the time. He was already cheating with someone else. So this is now a new one. This is now a new one that has come out that he's cheated with. Mother of their 4. So they have 4 children together. But this man has many other kids scattered around the place with many other people. It's just disgusting.
It's vile.
This is who is the leader of our country, who we're expected to, you know, guide us through a pandemic. He can't even stay faithful. Oh my goodness, it's actually grim.
Can we talk about the fact that Jennifer, his mistress, was allowed on 3 taxpayer-funded trade missions led by Boris? Can we talk about the fact that Boris was like, you know what? Let's go away. Let's use the taxpayers' money. Let's just talk about that, because that one there doesn't sit right with me.
It's just like, not only did this woman spill the tea, but she fully said, like, where they did it, what part of the house, the books they were reading, the conversations they were having. Yep, in his marital home, in his marital bed, on the sofa. Like, wow, absolutely sordid details of this man. Where are the consequences for him? Please, where are the consequences for him? But then again, to use taxpayers' money to fund your mistress. I saw the number. It was either like £126,000 of like taxpayers' money. I don't know if that was used to like pay her to come on all those trips, or that's what was paid to her to like keep stum.
Either way, it's not okay. Wow. This is why the expenses report, I'm like, of course they would use the taxpayers' money. This is a pattern. This is who they are.
You don't expect them to use their own money, do you? What? It's not as if they're already born into money, already privileged, already have millions stacked in their account. But no, they want to come and take this job with the extra bonuses. And when to pay off for their scandals, they're using our money, the taxpayers' money. Yeah, makes
sense. It's the audacity to go, I'm going to use the taxpayers' money to pay for the person I'm having an affair with. Like, the layers, the disrespect.
For 4 years? Are you not embarrassed? Are you not ashamed? Like, do you literally have not a single ounce of shame? But this just shows you, like, this country, it just shows you the privilege that it affords, like, white men.
Yeah.
Because how is it that, what, like, every year, every couple of years, someone comes out saying, oh, yep, had an affair with Boris Johnson, bare kids scattered. Yeah, this is the same man that wants to talk about, oh, single mothers, dads in jail and all this business. Yeah. Can even count how many kids he has. The same man that, you know, used such disgraceful racist language when talking about other people, said that, you know, black people in Africa have pickaninny watermelon smiles. Muslim women look like telephone boxes or post boxes. This is the person who is the leader of our country, having affairs, doing the most. The leader of this country. That's a representative of the UK. He is a representative of the UK. The same UK that says there isn't an issue with nothing. Nope.
The same man that says, trust me to lead the country, is the same man that's stealing the taxpayers' money to pay for
trust
his
mission. Who? Trust who?
It's the fact that she said they met up once a week for 4 years. I'm like, do you understand how much thought and planning and time went into maintaining this affair? Boris did not care.
It's the planning, the particularity of it. Because she even said that, like, if I had stayed there 10 minutes longer this one time, his wife would have caught us then and there.
No,
he's actually playing a game. Playing it. He's genuinely mocking it. He's actually mocking it. Imagine doing all this, still being mayor, which a terrible mayor he was, getting to prime minister, still being in a position of power. Like, man's just going to be like, rah, I could literally do anything and stay here.
He fully has 9 lives.
What will it take? What will it take?
Why are white men given so many lives? Why are they given so many chances? Like, I don't understand.
Nah, they genuinely can do the most and flop upwards.
Yeah. The mad thing is, yeah, she said that there was a physical and an intellectual attraction to Boris. Are we talking about Boris? Physical attraction to Boris? Has she seen him?
Like, it's okay to say that it was the power that attracted. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say it was the money and it was the power. Like, you don't have to lie. Come on now.
It's okay to say it was the taxpayers' money that you were after. Yeah. Like, we don't need to lie.
Yeah, it's okay to say it was the pee, it was the power, you got to go on fancy trips. Like, it's okay to say that.
Yeah.
You got flued out. It's okay. Just say that. You don't have to lie.
Honestly.
You don't have to lie. Come on now.
Oh, imagine. Genuinely. It's so
sordid. Exchange nude photos. She is 21 years younger. Like, it not only is it like the scandal and the act of cheating, but like, think about what it says about his character and the kind of person he is. Zero integrity, not trustworthy, will gladly cheat on wife, mother of kids, going through cancer, would do all of that. Yeah, that looks like a trustworthy person who should run our country.
Bro, it makes no... I don't know why I'm surprised, because... I don't know why I'm surprised, but...
I'll tell you something else, which you'll find very interesting. So, I typed into Google, right, Boris Johnson cheating. Nothing came up. The only thing that came was the Sun, the Mirror. No BBC, no Telegraph, no The Guardian. I literally went on the BBC News website and I typed in Boris Johnson cheating. Nothing.
Nah, he's paid him off with the taxpayers' money.
So, clearly, them kind of things are not worth reporting when it's, you know, the leader of our country. Showing zero integrity, using taxpayers' money to pay off his mistress. Now, do you know what? That's just not worthy of being reported by the news. Do you know what is Meghan Markle eating an avocado?
Meghan Markle holding her pregnant belly. That headline.
Look at this black man minding his own business.
I'm sorry. Why are we doing investigations into whether the UK is racist when that's obvious? When we could be doing investigations into Boris Johnson's past and his infidelity.
Bruh. Do you know how hard I actually had to look for to find an article? And again, the ones that came up are of like The Mirror and The Sun. Those are, you know, those trash newspapers. You shouldn't believe anything they're writing. That's where it's coming up. But the ones, the intellectual ones where it's like, yes, this is where you should be going to for your source of news. Pim did not say a word.
Radio silence.
Complete silence. They said, I don't know who that man is. If I saw him on the street, would know a thing. This whole, you know what? I'm just going to ignore that. This is what the UK does. I can't see that. My hand is covering it. I can't see what's happening over there because I'm deciding to look over here. But look at what's happening over here. I know there's a fire over there, but look at my house that's not on fire. Look at this thing over here.
It's all about the distractions in this country. Like,
straight up distractions.
I hate it.
I type in his name on BBC News and it's like something to do about vaccines and him again still looking silly. Sorry, why aren't you reporting the fact that he used taxpayers' money to pay off his mistress? Is that not worthy of being reported?
Nah, that's the only news that I care about reading right now. Like, that should have been every single headline of every single publication. Is that not breaking news?
It's definitely breaking something.
Honestly, is that not a headline? Your prime minister is stealing your money. I would buy that newspaper.
The funny thing is, if this was any country, and let's say the continent of Africa or within the Middle East, bam, they'd be saying, look at the money laundering in this government over here. Look at how they've been using it. It's a clear sign, clear evidence of, you know, institutionalized this and this within the government. Look at the lack of integrity this leader shows. But with us, sorry.
You're right. They'd be like, oh, they're uncivilized. We need to intervene.
That's the word they would even use. Uncivilized.
Uncivilized. Oh my God. Because you can't make it up.
Yeah, because we are so civilized.
Of course. We are the example for the rest of the world. Don't forget. We are the model.
The model. So civilized.
It doesn't get any better than this. Your own prime minister cheating on his wife for 4 years while she has cancer and then stealing the taxpayers' money. This is the goal.
Oh, wow. They said no to socialism. We live in a democracy. Your money is my money.
Yep.
And my money is my money.
What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine.
That part.
I hate it here.
That part. But just, there are so many things to think about. Like, imagine if this was what? A woman, like a female leader of the country. Do you think this would run?
Honestly.
Do you think this would run? They would be slut-shaming all over the place. Imagine if this was a black leader of the country. Nope. A person of colour or of even a slightly darker hue. Because even if you are a white person, you're still not it. Wow, this country knows how to specify. Imagine the treatment, but because it's him, everyone just turns their head. Nope.
Literally, imagine the character assassination. Yeah, if they were of colour or female or queer. But because it's Bojo, because he's a white, straight, male, middle-aged, no one's got anything to say.
It's that whole, boys will be boys, you know. Yeah,
you know what they're like.
Oh, you know, it's standard for any politician. You know what it's like. Come on, Karen, don't get your knickers in a twist. All of that.
All of them ones there.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And you know, if that wasn't enough, if you're not already in shock, let's just talk about how shady the Metropolitan Police are. Because, you know, for those of you who've just realised, I've got countless stories about just how shady the police are. So let's talk about one of the most recent ones. The London police officer who was convicted of having a membership to a neo-Nazi group. Right. Neo-Nazi group, right?
Are we surprised?
Police officer. You know, those people who were paid to, you know, protect civilians.
Disturb and protect the people, yeah?
That part. But you know, the UK is not racist, even though the Metropolitan Police people, membership, a full-on membership. Like, this person signed up, registered, name, address, probably has a card, a little membership card for a neo-Nazi group. So the police officer, Benjamin Hanam, 22, is the first British police officer to be convicted of a terrorism offence, according to local media. So he was found guilty of being a member of a banned extremist group. And I'm glad they called it a banned extremist group. Because, you know, when it comes to anything to do with, like, ISIS or just Islam or any kind of other sort of, you know, boom, extremists.
Yep.
Extremists. It's the Muslimics. So quick. So now, let's call this what it is. Neo-Nazi group, extremist group. And a police officer. Really? What background search are you, man, doing? Clearly not enough.
Honestly, it's like they act like just because someone wants to be a police officer, they are holier than thou. They can make no mistakes. They can do no wrong. You can be a police officer and be a neo-Nazi, clearly.
Obviously. Who knows how long he was working for the police before they found this out. And do you know what I just find funny? You know, like when you're trying to like apply for a job and stuff and they're like, oh, do you have any convictions, all this business? And literally, if you have done anything, it's like impossible. But clearly, they don't ask you them kind of questions when it comes to the police because they're just letting anyone and everyone become a police officer.
I feel like their recruitment process is a shambles. I feel like people walk in, they go, I want to be a police officer. And they're like, cool, when can you start? I'm like, where are the background checks? Why are we not doing research? Why is it this easy for neo-Nazis to become police officers?
Clearly it doesn't work. When you said about like, what's their recruiting process? I don't know if you've seen the Peter Griffin from Family Guy like meme where it's like they just hold up a little color card and it's just got
yes.
and it's like okay and not okay. Clearly that is what the you know the recruitment process is like at the Metropolitan Police. Why
yeah.
you're in straight away.
That's it. No questions asked. It's like go do you. You're untouchable now. Nah, it's crazy.
The thing is, he probably wasn't even subtle about it. Man probably follows the group on his liked Facebook page. He likes all the pages. Yep, follows them on Twitter. You know, probably retweets their posts on, you know, his Instagram stories. But it's only now.
It's the fact that he's the first British police officer to be convicted of a terrorism offence. Do you think he's the only one? Do you think he's the only neo-Nazi police officer in this country? Do you think it's just him?
But it's then... Was it not, what is her name? The commissioner, the woman who's in charge of the Metropolitan Police who's saying, you know, we're not institutionally racist anymore. I know that report, but, you know, definitely no racism within the police. Mm. Okay, but you have this person who is a member to a neo-Nazi group. So do you not think that same person who is a member, who holds these beliefs, these racist beliefs and has racist attitude, when put in a position of power, like being a police officer, would not then abuse that?
Exactly. Like, if that's not racist, I don't know what is. Like,
tell me,
how can he be trusted?
Yeah,
when he is a neo-Nazi,
it's not adding up. He's guilty of, you know, being a member of a banned extremist group.
Bruh.
Is the same person not then enacting those same things when you allowed them to, when they were going free?
Exactly. Even unconsciously, like he might not even fully be aware of it all the time, but unconsciously, he's going to have those biases. So no, how is he going to be treating citizens fairly?
Exactly. Being able to hide behind that London Metropolitan Police officer badge. And again, as you said, he's only the first to be found of this. There are probably plenty. If anything, they even welcomed it. Like, do you know what? Yeah, it's nah. Do you know what? We kind of encourage all that kind of stuff. Not even unconscious. This was not unconscious. This is, he made a conscious decision to join this group. So let me not even say unconscious bias. This I probably went out with a purpose.
Yeah, how many
blacks can I stop and search today?
He probably thought it was an Avenger. He was like, I'm going to kill them all. I'm going to put them all behind bars. I got this. Nah.
And so, like, when they have these reports and say things like this and make claims like, you know, it's not racist. We're not racist. It's just a few bad apples. But look at a few bad apples in places and positions of power.
Mm-hmm.
You've
and it's also like, it's like, they're also not acknowledging the issue. A few bad apples isn't okay. There should be no bad apples because those bad apples will be arresting and hurting and discriminating against people. And that shouldn't be possible. The police should not be doing that. Like, there should be zero bad apples.
Please. And do you know what? That's only the first example I have.
You've done research. Hit me with it.
Listen, BBC report. Met officer investigated over rape allegations. So the Metropolitan Police is investigating allegations that a serving officer raped two of his female colleagues.
Nah, no one's safe. No one is safe. No.
Where are you safe? Where are we safe? Even within the protection, so-called protection of the police, you are not even safe.
Nah. And it's also like, when people are assaulted, they're expected to go to the police, and this is what they are doing.
We're supposed to trust this same police when people are sexually assaulted. This is the same police we're supposed to trust to investigate when there are own allegations of a police officer's raping two other police.
Two colleagues.
It's not adding up. The report went on to say that the officer was not charged and has not been suspended, but faces a misconduct hearing more than 3 years after the allegations were reported. Not charged. Not suspended, but misconduct. Nah, misconduct is when, you know, you swear at a colleague or, you know, you get a bit hot-headed, you say a few things. Misconduct. Maybe you want not as nice. Raping someone, sexual assault of not just one, but two women, that's not misconduct, my G. That's not misconduct.
That's rape. That's a crime. That's, you go to prison, you get a sentence for that. What in the, not even charged or suspended. Not even a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, this is wow. We expect to, you know, keep us safe and investigate these same kind of allegations. The women were awarded compensation. The fact that you've even used the word awarded as if, like, wow, you know what, you've got a prize. Excuse me, do you understand the levels of this? They were awarded compensation, but one of them says that we were just cast aside and not cared for. The Met says it takes allegations of domestic abuse extremely seriously. What about this says you take it extremely, extremely seriously?
Where is the seriousness? I'm confused. He didn't even get a slap on the wrist. He can still... So you're telling me this man is still a police officer? He is still out there in the streets after he'd raped two of his colleagues?
All it says is misconduct herein. But it's like, not one person was raped, but two. And both of these people were police officers as well. And not even they thought I could report this to the police, because it was 3 years ago.
Oh my God. And it's like, even one rape, one sexual assault should have ended his career. That should have been it. But it happened twice and he wasn't even suspended. And it's sad because whenever people are like sexually assaulted, people are always like, well, why didn't you report it? Why didn't you go to the police? This is why. Why would they want to do that? The police cannot be trusted. They are also a threat.
Imagine you work for the police and these two women probably going into work every single day still didn't think that they could report it to the police. Probably had to continue working with this man. So many levels and layers to it. No suspension, no charge. And was it not just a few weeks ago that the government passed that act to give police more power? Yeah, more power.
Of course. Why not? More the merrier. It's just like, there's no accountability. I don't...
No, but we're a model, Ivy. We're a model.
Oh yeah, we're an example. This is it. We are thriving. Nah, this is not real life.
It's so sinister. And you know, I wish it would stop there, but it's not. Five police officers from toxic unit sacked for racist, homophobic, and sexist behaviour.
That's impossible though, because the UK isn't racist.
No, so none of that exists. But also, like, if we take it back to, again, another thing that has so many layers to it, like the murder of Sarah Everard, like, God bless her soul, and like, prayers go out to her and her family, because that was definitely hard. But the use of violence against women, so
yeah,
the crime itself is due to violence against a woman. And how do the police react? More violence towards more women. And not only that, the person that's murdered her was Wayne Cousins, a police officer.
Yeah. No. It's like the irony is completely lost on them. Like, the police are not to be trusted. Like, I don't know how they don't understand that. I don't know how they would be given more power when this is what they're doing. People are at a peaceful vigil because a woman has just been murdered and the police go, you know what would help? Violence. Huh?
More violence, correct. And it's like, they already have so much power and it's already getting abused so much. Like, she went missing in London, Brixton, Clapham Common. Mm-hmm. And where were her remains found? Kent. Do you understand the levels that this man has gone to, being like, I'm a police officer, let me do as much as possible to conceal this. No one will ever find out. She wasn't even recognizable. Like, sorry, this has gotten really dark, but this is what the police are doing. And even when they were reporting it, they kept using off-duty police officer does this, off-duty. What does that mean? What does that even mean? Is it still not a police officer? Or is it when they punch out, you know, it's not really one of ours anymore. This is just a regular crime, but they don't even treat it as that.
In it? So they're trying to distance him from his career. Is he not still a police officer? And it's just mad. Like, he is employed to protect and serve. Police are literally employed to help people, but they're the same people that are raping and murdering people every day.
Yeah, that whole like, oh, let's try and distance ourselves, let's not acknowledge, you know, what this really is. There is clearly a problem, and you saying off duty,
yeah,
all right, this person could have punched out on that moment, still could have been in uniform, all of that, whether they're off duty or not, like,
exactly. And there's just never any accountability. That's what I hate. Like, the repercussions are never there for them. They just get away with it.
Exactly. Exactly that. And they might say, oh, off duty. But you know, when it comes to, oh, could you just keep this under wraps? Or, you know, let's just only give them a slap on the wrist because they're a police officer, because they're in a slight position of power, you know, just do me this favor.
Yeah. So, and it's also like, okay, he made
the premise, like, you're there.
Yeah, you're completely right. And it's like, okay, he may have been off duty when he murdered her, but is he not the same person? Like, when he then puts on his uniform, is he not the same guy that murdered her? Oh. Does it matter if he's off duty? He's the same person.
Fam. And the pictures they use, smiling.
Always.
It was just, a bad day. Look at this lovely, friendly face. As if this person could ever murder anyone else, He did so much, won so many awards, protected. Stop with that. Like,
yeah,
they're a criminal. Show them as a criminal, okay? Because when it's someone who's black or who's Asian, so quick to post their mugshots.
Yes, and it could be for the most minor crime, and the mugshot is so unflattering. They'll have their hoodie on, they'll have like a gun in their hands. It'll be so unflattering. If it's a white man, it's like, it's their best picture, it's been photoshopped, they're smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, nah, correct. Their graduation picture. Look, they're educated too. They want to use the nice, cutest pictures. Nah, it's not cute. It's not nice. Nah. It's not.
And they know what they're doing, because people are going to look and sympathize and be like, oh, maybe he was just having a bad day. Look at him. He looks so nice. Wow. What really went on there,
Name and shame them all. They love to do this. They like to say, oh, off-duty police officer, not name. That person has a name. Name and shame them. They have a name. They have a face. Yep. Now is the time where you should be coming with the background knowledge. Their tweets that they said at age 13. Because when it's a black, they love to do that.
They love it.
Exactly. Part of this, once did this thing when they were 12 years old. They love, bring up everything on these lot.
Yeah. All of it. All of the receipts. This is what we need to be researching. Not whether the UK is racist, please.
Because clearly a lot of these police officers either have a history of violence or are very violent in themselves. Bring up their receipts.
Please. We need to see them all. Someone needs to hold them to account.
About undisclosed. And then again, like even last year, when we had the death of Bieber, Henry and Nicole. Again, violence against women who were killed in a park. You get police officers taking pictures with their dead bodies. And then not only that, circulating it in a WhatsApp group.
What? Do you know how disgusting that is? How disrespectful that is, like the disregard for human life. Oh my God. And they're the people that we should be calling when we're in trouble. Nah.
What happened to that police officer who took the pictures and sent them around? What happened to the other police officers who, were in the group chat, receiving those pictures, laughing at it, commenting? Where are they now? Where are their names? They've been suspended. Have they been charged?
It's like, why are they being protected after they've done that? Why? Like, genuinely, why are their names not being plastered everywhere so that they cannot get a job? Like, why are they being protected after they've done that?
Yeah, it's the women you don't want to protect. It's the black women you definitely want to protect, but it's the police officers, the people who are asserting this violence that you want to protect.
Yeah.
And again, there are so many layers to that, because imagine the level of like comfort and the level of privilege to not only have a group chat as police officers, but be like, do you know what they would really love? Do you know what they would really find funny? Me taking a selfie with two dead bodies. Like, complete utter disregard, dehumanizing those two women. Like, as if their family hadn't been through enough to know that, okay, a mother has just lost two daughters. But then to hear that.
Yeah. That's just, it's just heartbreaking. And it's the fact that not a single person in that conversation thought, this is not right, this is not okay. They were just like, haha, banter.
Yeah, but there's just a few bad apples.
Isn't it? It's not that big of a deal. It's just a few of them.
Nah, we don't have an issue with the Metropolitan Police. Nah, none whatsoever. These are just a few random encounters of the most violent and heinous crimes.
I genuinely feel like the police commit more crimes than criminals. Like, genuinely, they get away with it.
I mean, you get it.
You get it. Did I lie though? Like, it's, yeah. Because nothing's ever done.
And another thing that was so hurtful to hear was that, so that night, a black 19-year-old man, Richard Okoregei, who went missing like 2 weeks ago, so I think it was the 22nd of March, and his mother, Evidence Joel, like, went to the police so many times, and it wasn't until like 5 days after he was missing that they even got involved and tried to investigate it. And officers actually told his mother, if you can't find him, how do you expect the police to?
I'm sorry, is that not their job? That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Is that not your job?
Like, is that not what you were literally paid to do? I'm sorry. Have they not been looking for Madeleine McCann for the last 14 years? 14 years?
I've actually lost count.
14 years? I was reading this article and it said that they've spent £11 million of taxpayers' money to look for her. It's been 14 odd years. They're still looking for her. But with Richard, this black boy, it's like, that's a you problem.
Who was very at risk, suffering from sickle cell, didn't have any of his medication on him. And, you know, her mother's saying this is really out of the ordinary. He's left everything behind, didn't tell her. And it's been 5 days he's been missing already. And for that to be your response to a mother who is like lost a child, very worried about her child, and that's their response. Oh, if you can't find him, how do you expect the police to? Is that not your job? But they also said to her, you know, like, oh, he's an adult, like he's 18, he can go and come as he pleases. This isn't, oh, do you know what, my son just popped to the shops and didn't tell me, like, actually he's missing.
Like, he's gone. Oh, nah, do you know what? Defund the whole police. Like, fire them all. I can't. This ain't it. Because it's not like isolated events. There are so many things consistently happening week in and week out that are not okay. And I don't know why no one's doing anything about it. I really don't.
Like, it's just the lack of care and duty. Just complete disregard of human life. And these are the people that we're expected to go to when things happen and crimes have been committed. We're supposed to go to these people and trust them to investigate and to get a result. Yeah, are they not the same ones who are perpetrating those very crimes?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just mad as well. Because I remember seeing loads of tweets from women at the Sarah Everard vigil being like, oh my God, the police were violent. They pushed us. They were forceful. Oh my God, can you believe that our police in this country are like that? Can you believe that they would use force on their own citizens? I'm sorry, have we not been saying this? Like, this has always been the police. They're now just showing their true colors to more people, but this has always been them, and I feel like it will always be them because they're not being held to account.
Not even showing their true colors to more people. It's probably the same amount of crimes they're perpetrating, if not more. But because it was towards someone, you know, of a very specific demographic, now you want to see it. Yeah. Now it affects you. When you see someone that looks like you, now it affects you. Now you're like, ah, oh, do you know what? This is an issue.
Yeah.
Was it not an issue all these years ago? Was it not an issue when, you know, in 1993, Stephen Lawrence was murdered and the Met Police were found institutionally racist because of the way they mishandled that case? But you didn't see it then, but it's not today. When the police tapped you and told, do you know what, let me not even undermine like what the police said. Obviously the violence they enacted towards those people was terrible. Like, it was a peaceful vigil, and what made it violent was it not the sheer presence of police? What they don't understand is their presence enough is what turns situations violent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they should be there to be bringing peace, and instead literally just their presence makes it violent. Like, honestly, they need to be defunded. I can't. Yeah. And the UK is just bad vibes all round.
When people speak up, listen and act then. Don't wait until it comes and hits you, or oh, it's someone that looks like me, before you decide to act, because these things are happening. These things are going on. So speak up at the time when other people are speaking about it. Do you know what? Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to share these hashtags. Those ones you were sharing last year, no. I did my black square. Let me live. Let me be.
Exactly. We need to stop with this performative activism and just listen when people are speaking.
I absolutely hate it here.
Yeah. I'm gonna need to find somewhere else to live one day, because this ain't it. This ain't it.
Yeah, but the UK is a model. The UK
is of course
straight up trash.
Doesn't get any better than this.
No. We've
jackpot.
Nope. Model.
We've actually won. I can't cope.
But yeah, I will definitely have to put some kind of disclaimer, because even I didn't expect how dark things to get. But this is a very dark country that we live in.
That's the thing. This is what actually goes on. It's just brushed under the rug most of the time. But yeah, home sweet home.
Wow. What a place. What a place.
Honestly. And if you want to share your thoughts on the episode, use the hashtag #BlackBrokeAndBrilliant on Twitter or message us on our Insta page. You know what to do.
Like, subscribe, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, share this podcast with your mum, your gran, your boss, your friends, and, you know, anyone and everyone who you feel needs to listen to this.
And we'll be back next Thursday as always. I've been Ivy.
I've been Samiracle. Thanks for listening.